Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm a little disappointed in this. Ron Colangelo from the Tigers, he took away the bobblehead. There was the bobblehead. We had a Dan Dickerson bobblehead that was here.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Oh,
oh, here we go.
Already dropping off some food. Right. Oh boy, Smashburger.
Smashburger.
Thank you very much.
Is this from the Smashburger?
No, I don't think it's from.
It's called a Smashburger.
Yeah, all right.
New Stoney's, item on the.
Stoney's going all in already.
Well, I have to eat it before it gets cold.
I understand. I was starting to say that on April 27th they're having Dan Dickerson 25th anniversary bobblehead night. So they brought the bobblehead for us to see, which was really cool. And it got me thinking about how long Dan's been doing play-by-play. I was part of the three-man booth with Ernie and Jim to start off with. And, you know, when I started covering the Tigers and was doing the pregame and postgame shows back in 2001, I think was my first year doing it, only a couple years after Dan had started doing the play-by-play. So it's always great to see Dan Dickerson at the ballpark. That's when you know it's baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Season starts tomorrow. Opening day, they'll be at Chicago. Tarek Skubal on the hill. A lot of good things expected of Tarek Skubal. He's one of the, I think it's one of the top five odds-on favorites to win the American League Cy Young.
Yep.
If he can stay healthy, this guy is outstanding. And hopefully,
you mentioned the word if.
If. Well, there's a lot. The thing is with the Tigers, there's a bunch of ifs.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Every year it's like if. So if the pitching is as good in the regular season as it's pretty much been in spring training, they should be really, really in good position to win this division. If Spencer Torkelson gets off to a good start and he has the season that he finished with last season, if Kerry Carpenter is not a fluke, if. But sometimes the ifs go the other way too. Like if the third base combination of, you know, Abanez, McKinstry, and Vierling comes into three guys that aren't very good, then you're going to sit there and second guess, you know, he should have gone after Chapman, you know, that type of stuff. There's a lot of ifs with this team because, let's be honest, they're better, but they're not that good. Well, Gator's eating
if
now.
If you put
so
a Smashburger in front of my face.
Yes.
Well, I try it.
248-539-9797. While Gator munches on a Smashburger, which will be a new item here at Comerica Park, what are your big ifs? And do you think the ifs will turn out to be good? If Riley Green can stay healthy, how's that one? If Javi Baez can hit .210.
Well, I mean, I put it this way. I think that the big if is just, can the young guys improve?
Yeah.
Can they take steps forward? Because they're in the early part of their careers, you expect them to get better year to year. And then there's a point where they level off, and then there's a point where they start to, oh, boy, they're bringing out chicken wings and stuff. All right. All right, this is getting a lot of hand here. So it just that's my big if. Can the young guys progress? You know, are they going in an upward direction, or are they already going to plateau? I don't expect them to plateau.
Is Colt – if Colt Keith is Colt as good Keith, as advertised.
Yeah, does, I don't have the highest of expectations for him in his rookie season. I think it's going to be a lot of ups and downs with him because there's a learning curve because he hasn't played at this level yet. But he dominated last year at every level he was at. So maybe I have a little bit higher expectation for him, but we shall see. And here comes more. Okay. All right.
Oh, all right. Sausage.
Okay. All right.
We'll have to eat a lot of it during the break.
Yeah, we'll try that out in a few minutes. But I said before that there were some power rankings ESPN has regarding Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. And they put them in different tiers, and the tiers are basically about how good the team is, certainly, and their chances to make the playoffs. The Tigers were listed in the fourth tier. And that was the so you're saying there's a chance category. They had it behind the Twins, and I believe behind the Guardians as well. But the Tigers and the Guardians were in that same category. I think White Sox may have been as well, and then Kansas City bringing up the rear. But the Twins are the class of division coming into the season, and yet the Tigers did really, really well last season against their division. That's another if. You know, if the Tigers can hold serve of what they did last year within the division, if they have the same record against the division last year, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a playoff team.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
Because the problem the Tigers had was playing outside the division.
Especially the American League East.
Yeah. So this is the big part of baseball is, you know, what do you do inside your division? Because that's going to give you the chance. Because it gives you a pretty good barometer into where you stand with among the other teams, obviously. And yet last year it wasn't quite the case. 77 or 78 wins last year. The bar has been set. Some people looking at this as a 78 win team. I've seen online with the totals for the win totals. I think it's a team that's going to win a few more games than that this year. But I do think that there's a chance. I'm kind of in this. You know, you're saying there's a chance category.
Yeah.
It's more than just the. You know, something about Mary, one in a million, so you're saying there's a chance.
No, there's a chance.
I think it's better than that. I think there's a chance that they can compete for the division and win the division.
I believe for the first time there is – God, I'm usually wrong, so I regret even bringing this up, Gator. This is the first time in a while where I do not think there is a chance that they will finish last.
That you don't think there's a chance?
No,
yeah,
no chance.
I'm with you. And a quick reason why I look at this team and I'm already reasonably excited about it, I think the pitching's good. You know, and I don't want to put too much stock into what happened in spring training, but there are a couple of things here. They won 20 games in spring training. Not that winning in spring training means a whole lot until
no,
you realize
doesn't.
The last time they did that was 2012.
They went to the World Series
there
in 2012.
There you go. So it's just one little thing. The other thing is this. The starting pitchers, the rotation, pitched pretty well in the spring.
Yes, it did.
Okay.
I mean, Flaherty looked great.
Flaherty looked great the last few starts he had. The first couple, not so much. But mm-hmm. after that, he really settled down, and he is a strikeout pitcher. And I think fans are going to really take to that if he continues to strike guys out. He's going to give up his runs. And you just hope that he doesn't give them up because he's giving up too many walks. This guy can get out of jams because he's got the stuff to do it. Is he going to be the pitcher we saw a few years ago when he was trending into being one of the best pitchers in baseball, or is he going to be what we've seen the last couple of seasons where it's been a struggle for him to keep it all together? That's a big if. Because of who they sent down the other day, you know, the Tigers had an opportunity to hang on to some. Matt Manning was sent down, and he was the odd man out of the rotation. I have high hopes for Matt Manning. You know, it seems like he's kind of put things together, and he gets derailed by injury every time. And it's not like elbow. It's
no. The
foot.
Leg, the foot. Yeah, ankle. Exactly. The
you know,
liner.
Gets hit by a line drive.
Well, it's kind of like on the offensive side. It's like Riley Green, his injuries.
Right, and moving Riley Green out of center field, they feel like that's a way that they can keep him healthier so he doesn't have to have this maximum effort, you know, lay out for everything that's hit to him like Eric Davis used to do with the Cincinnati Reds. a very talented player, but couldn't stay healthy.
Former Tiger?
Former Tiger as well, yes. So that's what we're looking for. 248-539-9797, the telephone number. Same number to text us if you'd like to get in touch that way.
Here's another if. If Parker Meadows can be average offensively.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He'll be pretty good because he's a great fielder and he's got great speed. Is he going to hit enough, you know, consistently?
Well,
he started off really good, you know, when he got called up.
Yep.
And then he went basically down the you-know-what. And his spring was very good.
He hit very well in the spring, and it's very encouraging what he can do. And I think it was just a matter of time. The Tigers had very high hopes for him because he's got that frame. Mm-hmm. And to be able to run as fast as he does with that frame is pretty impressive. Let's go to the phones. Tony is next up here on 97 on the Ticket. Hey, Tony, welcome to 97 on the Ticket.
Hey, guys, thanks. I agree with you guys. Third base is a big if, but the entire infield, other than Spencer Torkelson, is a big if. Now, name me one good Major League Baseball team that does third base by committee. I am not happy with this wunderkind who came in from San Francisco and thinks you only need like four everyday players and every other position can be platooned. It's ridiculous.
Well, I
anybody
think
here
I agree with you. But
Nolan Arenado. Look at Nolan Arenado. Matt Chapman.
Slow down.
Atlanta Braves. Do they play by committee?
Hold on. Let me answer the question. I agree with you. However, I believe the only reason they're doing this, and I'm not saying it's right, okay, is because next year they think Chase Young is going to be their third baseman, so why sign a guy to a multi-year contract if they're only going to have him for 1 year? Now, if they go through if they go through this again, you'll be completely right.
But the other thing you said is how many good teams does. I don't think the Tigers are a good team yet.
Right.
Either.
No, they're not. Why do we have to wait? Why didn't they get a third baseman last year? They could have brought in Turner, who ended up over in Boston, came from L.A. They could have brought him in as a stabilizing veteran and he could have been there for two years and played third base. We got nobody who can play third base, and they could have done it last year. Frickin' McKinstry is horrible. We were the second or first. We led the majors in errors last year. I came down to see Framber Valdez and Matt Manning pitch on a Friday night, and Matt Manning was behind in the – Framber had a no-hitter, and Matt had a one-hitter, but he was behind 1-0 because he had three errors behind him. Now, Parker Meadows bailed him out in the end with that walk-off home run. But the Detroit Tigers and the way they're building this team absolutely sucks. Other than what we have out there in the outfield and the pitchers.
Thank you very much, Tony. Appreciate it. We're up against a break here. I think they're going to be people that don't like what they've done because fans are impatient, and I get it. All right? We've been waiting a long time. We went through the purge. We saw really nothing come through the purge, and now you want to see it. Here's what comes through being bad is having high draft picks and seeing if those high draft picks can pan out.
Well.
And how patient do you want to be with that? That's a whole other question, which is why we're doing the if game. The third base, I agree with you. It's about Jace Young for next year, and you don't want to hold him back by signing some free agent to a four-year deal. So what do? Gio Urshela, is that an upgrade over what they had from an offensive standpoint? Yes. From defensive standpoint?
Yes, he's a very good defensive.
Okay.
Right.
So it's not – is it at Chapman? Is that – I mean, that's the player people wanted to get.
Yeah.
It's not. But the Tigers certainly have a bunch of ifs that we're asking about. And for the previous caller, Tony, he doesn't like their plan. And that's the other thing is, do you trust the plan that that Scott Harris is going forth with giving younger players an opportunity?
Look, people are going to go crazy if Wyatt Langford just rakes all season.
Well – then get ready to go crazy because he's a hell of a player. It doesn't mean that Max Clark was the wrong pick. It just means that you could have had a guy that could contribute right away.
Correct.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.